You're listening to KZSU, stand for 90.1 FM, and this is All That Swing. This week we have a special on New Orleans to celebrate Mardi Gras, which was yesterday. So we're going to play a bunch of musicians and artists that were all born in New Orleans and helped shape jazz at the beginning of its era. Starting with the Boswell Sisters. So let's hear it. And that was That's How the Rhythm Was Born by the Boswell Sisters, one of the first vocal ensemble jazz. In the jazz era, they were recording mainly in the 20s and the 30s. They were all three born in New Orleans, and that's fitting because this yesterday was Mardi Gras. And so this show is about New Orleans singers, artists, and jazz players. So that's how the rhythm was born, indeed. And next we're going to hear another tune by the Boswell Sisters, Everybody Loves My Baby. And after that, we're going to go a little bit backward in times and explore some of the earlier recordings and some of the pioneers of jazz, all hailing from New Orleans.
I'm as happy as a king, feeling good and everything, just like a bird in the spring. Gotta let it out, it's my sweetie, can't you guess? Wild about him, I'll confess. Does he love me? That's why I shout.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Now everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see. That's why everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Oh.
Yes,
but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see. One, my baby loves me. One love, for everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. I love my baby and my baby don't love nobody but me.
What did I hear at 12 o'clock in the daytime? Church bell ringing.
Man, you don't hear no church bell ringing at 12 o'clock in the day.
Yes, indeed. Somebody must be dead.
There ain't nobody dead. Somebody must be dead drunk.
No, I think it's a funeral.
Now, looky here. I believe there is a funeral. I believe I hear that trombone phone.
That was Jelly Roll Morton, Dead Man Blues, one of the early pianists, jazz pianists, also born in New Orleans. He was very, he was a great composer, great arranger. You could hear it on, like in the back, you could hear the piano a little bit, and that was him. But he really liked put arrangements together. He was also a composer and a player of ragtime music, so in that sense, he was instrumental into bringing, making the bridge between ragtime and jazz, and also integrating some elements of blues and minstrel music in his work. So that was Gerald Morton playing at the same time or a little bit after Scott Joplin. So they were kind of contemporary at the beginning of the 20th century in New Orleans. So I want to play just one more tune from Gerald Morton. And this one will be Keep Your Business to Yourself. And again, you'll hear a little bit of that ragtime influence and maybe pay attention at the piano in the background.
Thank you.
General Morton Keep Your Business to Yourself. Next, I want to play another pioneer of jazz, also born in New Orleans, and none other than Joe King Oliver, the head of the Creole, the King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band out of New Orleans. He was one of the big men of his day, and created that sound, that sort of big band sound with a lot of brass. And also, well, he was famous for many different reasons. One of them is that he was one of the pioneers, one of the first to record jazz music starting in 1923. But also, he was famous for bringing in a young cornet player, a young cornetist by the name of Louis Armstrong in his band. So that's where Louis Armstrong got his first taste of the stage and of the music. And so the recording that we're going to hear is Dipperworth Blues, and it's by King Oliver's, and it was recorded in 1923. Now, at the same time that King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band was famous, there were a couple of other artists that started their own band with different instruments. And actually, a little bit before Louis Armstrong became famous, was another player, with another soloist from New Orleans, Sidney Bechet, sort of starting making some headlines in New Orleans. And he was featured in orchestra directed by Clarence Williams. So that was the Clarence Williams Blues 5 for orchestra. And they recorded also in the beginning of the 20s, around 1923. And the piece that I want to play now is called Wildcat Blues. It was recorded in 1926. And blends also elements of blues and early jazz music. One thing that I want to mention is that I think today when we say jazz, we tend to think of a very particular genre, like arrhythmic and solos, etc. But back in the days, there was a much more broad understanding of what jazz is. It was just, it was based on ragtime and marching bands, etc. But it was just, more generally speaking, something that jazzed, and still incapable of explaining it, and so a lot of people cannot really explain what it is, but it had that little plus, that little thing that made it distinct and different, certainly like stretching times and melodies and granting solos to different people in the band. So without more ado, let's hear Clarence Williams featuring Sidney Bechet in Wildcat Blues. So that was Sidney Bechet now, Wildcat Blues, recorded in 1926. The New Orleans Musicians Clinic provides affordable medical care and referrals to the more than 1,800 musicians and their families in the New Orleans area who have no other healthcare options to rely on. With federal funding ending and monetary donations dwindling, the NOMC is offering a special anniversary digital-only release of Get You a Healin', which features performance by Dr. John, B.B. King, Irma Thomas, and others. To make a cash donation, go to www.neworleansmusiciansclinic.org. Again, that's www.neworleansmusiciansclinic.org, all in one word. This is KZSU 90.1 FM. You're listening to All That Swing, and this week we have a special on the New Orleans jazz artist and the start of the jazz era around the 20s in New Orleans. There were a lot of active bands and players in New Orleans at the turn of the 20th century. Unfortunately, a lot of them were not recorded. So the records that we have are from the bands that made it to the studio in starting in 1923 and 24. So we just heard that's why we just heard Clarence Thomas. Clarence Williams, and before there was King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, and also Jill Roll Morton, all started recording kind of around 1923. That also included Bessie Smith, which is not featured in this show because she's not from New Orleans, but she's also a very important figure in terms of making transition between blues and jazz. However, the first band that actually made it to the studio and waxed a jazz record was the original Dixieland Jazz Band. They actually spelled it at first with J-A-double-S before jazz became a J-A-double-Z. And it was interesting because this band was an all-white band, so very different from kind of the mainstream jazz bands in New Orleans at that time. And they were invited to record in a studio by Columbia in New York, and the first time they recorded, the director of Columbia didn't really like what he heard, and so he actually didn't release the disc. But later on, like about 3 weeks later, they went to Victor, which was a big competitor to Columbia New York, and recorded another set of jazz, and Victor released it and had great success with it. And that's after that episode, Columbia actually released their own sets of recording of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and it also became a big, big success in New York. The band was led by Nick LaRocca on the cornet, and featured Eddie Edwards on trombone, Larry Shields on clarinet, Henry Regas on the piano, and Tony Spargo on the percussion. And we are going to hear Lively Stable Blues, which is, I guess, officially the first jazz recording ever made and recorded in 1917 in New York. Thank you. And so that was the first jazz cut ever recorded by the original Dixieland jazz band in 1917. That was fun, wasn't it? So, and just a few comments on it. I sort of heard reminiscences of John Philip Sousa's band with the sliding trombone and the trumpets, etc. And for those who know, don't know, John Philip Sousa was sort of a marching band leader in the U.S. Army in the late 19th century, and had this great band that performed at many places, and he actually toured the world, and it was a lot of fun, a lot of brass, and there was a lot of sliding trombones, and it also incidentally provided the music for the Monty Pythons for their show. So if you ever wonder where that music came from, that's John Philip Sousa, which is one of the inspiration of jazz, even though he's, you know, some people might say he was not technically playing jazz. Okay, so on with the music. Now let's go back to more well-known New Orleans jazz artist, and this time we're going to play Western Blues by Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five ensemble. So when Louis Armstrong became famous, he was paired together with basically with Quintet, and they started making recordings in the late 20s and the 30s. This one is made in 1928. And definitely has some blues influence to it, but it's not quite a blues, even though it's slower than most of the jazz music that were recorded at that time. So it's West End Blues with Louis Armstrong, recorded in 1928.
Thank you. shadows, chasing love dreams in vain, while my heart keeps on singing just a lonely refrain. I'm chasing shadows, all is cloudy above, like a shadow I'm drifting, hoping I'll find my love. Love, who knows, someday someone may come along and change my lonely song to happiness. Until the darkness fades into the dawn, I'll just go on, I guess, chasing shadows. Just a dreamer am I, hoping I'll find a rainbow when the clouds come rolling by.
And if you heard a little bit of an Italian accent in this song, that's because the singer was no other than Louis Prima, another New Orleans native and heavily influenced by Louis Armstrong. He started as a cornetist and trumpet player, but always wanted to sing at the same time. So I think in this track that we just heard called Chasing Shadows, you could hear him both play the trumpet and sing. And this track was recorded in New Orleans in 1935. So that was Louis Prima and his New Orleans band. Next, we're going to hear another track by Sidney Bechet, recorded a little later. I think that was, I don't exactly have the date, but it may have been recorded in the 40s. It's called Texas Mono Blues. The original version of it was actually a pair between Sidney Bechet and Louis Armstrong. And so that's why you hear on that track both the sax and trumpet. So that's Texas Mono Blues. everyone deserves access to literature and educational materials, including those trying to work towards social change, self-empowerment, or rehabilitation within the incarceration system. The Prisoners Literature Project is a grassroots organization that sends free books to prisoners in the U.S. Your donations of paperback books, packing supplies, time and money can help create a better future for prisoners and society. For more information, visit www.prisonersliteratureproject.com. Again, that's www.prisonersliteratureproject, all in one word, .com. You're listening to KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. This is All That Swing, and this week we have a special show on New Orleans jazz artist, and especially focusing on the birth of jazz in New Orleans at the beginning of the 20th century. So we just heard Cindy Bechet in Texas Mono Blues, and next we're going to hear an older Louis Armstrong playing a Duke Ellington tune in duo with Duke Ellington, and I believe this was recorded in 1961. It's a great, great album called The Great Summit, and it features both Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington when they were already famous and very respected in the world of jazz. The track is called Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. So that's Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington. Let's hear it.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider I romance. If you should take the words of everyone you've heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue? When we are apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memories, and others' arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear from me, and you never will. Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of anyone's dream. Mama, it's over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the words of others you heard, Mama, I have no chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue? When we apart, yes, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memories, and others' arms may hold a thrill. Please do nothing till you hear from me. Mama, you never will.
Magic has me in its spell.
Oh, black magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle that I feel inside.
And then that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and around I go.
Like a leaf caught on a tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame! Burning desire!
That only your kiss
put out the fire!
you're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine,
baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
Ooh, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
Loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame, fire, burning desire.
That only your kiss
put out the fire. Oh, you're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine,
baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
Ah, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
Spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love, under the old black magic called love.
And that was Luis Prima, another prodigy child from New Orleans. He was born in 1911 and followed the steps of Louis Armstrong. And in this recording that we just heard, which is called That Old Black Magic, he was singing with his partner and wife, Kelly Smith, whom he met in the 40s when he was playing in New Jersey. But of course, Louis Prima became really famous in the 50s when he started, when he was featured in Las Vegas, different shows, and had a long string of success over there, especially singing with Kelly Smith. And of course the contrast between his like very hotness, hot singing and sometimes playing, and her very cool voice was really the attraction of the duo and of their show. Before that we heard Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington in a duet recorded in 1961. The album was called The Great Summit, The Master Takes, and the track was Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. So you're listening to KZSU 90.1 FM. This is All That Swing, and as I said earlier, we have an hour show on New Orleans jazz artist. And now we've sort of moved away from the early days of jazz and certainly moved into more modern period. Next, I want to play another son, another prodigy son, hailing from New Orleans, from the Marsalis family, because they've produced many jazzmen. This is Wynton Marsalis on an album called The Blue Interlude, and we're going to hear And the Band Played On. So here we go.
Thank you.